Now with me on the telephone is Deirdre O'Shea, who is the Executive Director of AgriAware. You're very welcome, Deirdre, and thank you for joining us on Lifeline.
Thank you for having me on.
Great. Deirdre, by pure coincidence, I just had John O'Donovan, who is the Lions Diabetes Awareness Officer, and one of his important points was all about educating people, children in particular, about how to eat well. You have a program at the moment called Incredible Edibles. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, so just to give you a bit of background first, AgriAware, we are the independent educational body for the agri-food sector. So we're in existence just over 20 years at this stage. And one of the key programs that we run through our primary schools is called Incredible Edibles. So the idea behind Incredible Edibles, as you said, the importance of food education, and that's very much at the core of Incredible Edibles. So it's a healthy eating project where primary school children have the opportunity to grow a combination of fruits, vegetables and herbs, and they have to complete a number of tasks along with that as well. So they complete a logbook with five different tasks, everything from the growing element right down to the cooking element. So basically what schools have to do is they register through AgriAware to get involved in the project. So the project runs from March until June, where they grow their fruits and vegetables, complete their logbook, then they can enter into our competition to win a prize. So we recently just had the winners from the 2018 project, who were St. Patrick's National School in Galway City. Right, so we had a great day out there last week where we recognised the fourth class, which were the winning class. They had a fabulous school garden. They had very limited space, but made the most of the space that they had. So you really, just to emphasise that you don't need a big patch of green area in order to complete this project. They really only had their concrete yard where they put raised beds. They had their beekeeping area. They had murals on the wall representing, various different fruits and vegetables. And it was just a fabulous, fabulous display of their Incredible Edibles garden.
Well, absolutely brilliant, because I myself, even though I'm from the country, I came from a village and farms were close, but I never actually got a handle on how things were grown. To this day, if you said to me, plant some potatoes or some cabbage or some carrots, I genuinely wouldn't really know how to go about it, or when to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for children. I suppose we're living in a digital age and it's really important to strip it back a little bit sometimes and actually give children in school the opportunity to get their hands dirty and get stuck into a bit of soil and understand where their food is coming from. And, particularly it was really interesting to see the schools, they're right in the city in Galway, but they were so interested in the project. The teacher even said on the day when we were over there that the kids wanted to come in early in the morning to keep an eye on how their fruits and veg and herbs were growing. And they were really, and it was really a community effort. I mean, all of the parents were involved because there is a home element to the project as well, where they have to cook a dish at home with their parents or guardians. So that really brought in, and I think that's really important about the project as well. The kids are only in school for so many hours in the day and the teachers have a lot to get through. So it's really important that the home element is strong as well and that they bring the message home. And that's really important. And the other thing is, it has recently been revised that it's seven a day now, that that we're encouraged to eat seven portions of fruit and vegetables in the day. So we're really trying to emphasise that through this project and the importance of that. So we had Aoife Hearn, the dietitian, who you probably are familiar with from Operation Transformation.
Yes,
Aoife was with us at the award ceremony as well, talking to the school about the importance of eating their seven a day and the importance of eating fruit and veg as part of a healthy, balanced diet. Because I suppose everybody is so busy now, we kind of forget sometimes, or we try to go for the convenience meals, but it's so important, particularly at that developmental stage throughout primary school, that children are getting their fruit and veg and their various different food groups that they need for energy and for concentration in school. So it's really, really important. The whole healthy eating aspect to this project is so important, as well as the farm to fork food journey. There's two, I suppose, main aspects, and they're the two. So, it's really important that we can encourage the healthy eating as well as encouraging the children to grow and to continue, as I said, to continue to grow at home as well. So we actually had a local grower with us on the day. So Porik Fahy, he's a grower representing IFA there on the day, but he's a grower in Ballinasloe, grows a lot of broccoli, a lot of leeks. And he was explaining to the children about how his business works and, why he has such passion for what he does as well. So it was great to have a goer there on the day too.
Sure. And I love the idea of the kids coming in early to mine their vegetables. It's almost as if they've included them among their soft toys and among their hero figurines, you know?
Absolutely. And I think because, I suppose, you know, if it's something, if they own the project, they feel a sense of pride about it. And that's what's really great about this project. And they can see every day that the fruits and veg are growing and they really have a sense of pride about it. So, and you could really see that last week when we were out in Galway.
And strangely, in my last just interview, which is just finished, it started at 10 with John O'Donovan from the Lions Diabetes Awareness Group, that farmers in Ireland are in massive trouble with diabetes, so much so that they no longer work hard on the farm. And while they grow the vegetables, mostly they just sit in their combine harvesters and plug in a GPS and read the farmer's journal as the machine does all the work, and more it's come like this. So I think it's very, very important what you're doing, that you're getting kids at such a young age into healthy eating and looking after their bodies.
And I do think that's critical. I think getting into the schools at a young age and trying to build from the ground up, and the thing about it is, if the 10-year-old comes home from school and says to mommy or daddy or granny or granda, this is what you should be doing, we learned about this in school, I really think it has that multiplier effect, and it has an impact on not just the child, but the wider family as well. And that's really what we're trying to do. And that's why, as I mentioned earlier, the home element, the home cooking element, is a really important part of this. You know yourself, when you were a child or in school, whether it was recycling or whether it was your garden at school, you wanted to tell mom and dad when you went home about what you were doing that day.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
You know, and that's how it spirals into the home environment. So that's really what we're trying to focus on. And absolutely, I suppose farmers have a lot of challenges, particularly this year with the weather. And I suppose maybe their own health is the last thing they think about. But it is a really important point. And I know IFA as well do a lot of work in that space in terms of, you know, particularly heart health and different things like that, to make sure that you're minding yourself, you know, both mentally and physically, I suppose, is the
yes.
thing. I think yesterday was National Suicide Awareness Day, you know, and
that's
that aspect.
Correct.
So farming can be quite isolating as well, you know. If you're farming and, you know, you maybe don't have, maybe there's one or two others with you, or maybe you're on your own a lot of the time. So it can be quite an isolating environment to work in. So it's really important that you have somebody there to reach out to in your local community or local area and get involved at local level as well.
But it just shows that even though you know how to grow vegetables and grow things on an industrial scale, with the older generation, you don't necessarily apply it to yourself. And there is a USA study that John was talking about, and the incidence of diabetes throughout Ireland and the rest of the world is absolutely massive at the minute. And that's
massive.
Why I think
and
that
I
what you're doing is so important.
It's so important, and I'm a nutritionist myself, so it's definitely an area I'm very interested in. But, I mean, even if you look at the levels of overweight and obesity, and I mean, that's what, I suppose, leading to a lot of the type 2 diabetes in particular in this country, and that's something we really need to be mindful of, but particularly in that younger age category in this country. I mean, if we continue with the same trend that we've seen over the past decade into the next decade, we'll probably be ranked in the top 3, if not top, in Europe in terms of the level of overweight and obesity among our younger age category, which is very worrying. So I think any kind of project that we can encourage healthy eating, we can encourage, I think portion size is a massive part of it as well. We need to start educating our children about, you know, what is an adequate portion size. And then, I suppose, the various food groups that they need to get their nutritional requirements from. It's a huge area, and there's a lot of different people doing a lot of good work in the area, but I think more needs to be done, and we need to continue to get the message out there about, you know, a healthy diet, a healthy balanced diet. All of the food groups, I mean, your meats, your fish, your potatoes, your veg, it's all very important, but I suppose the portion size is the big thing as well, and not the convenience food, not the processed foods or the foods high in refined sugar. We need to get back to basics and good, nutritious food. And I mean, the thing, I suppose, that is hard to believe, we grow and produce the best quality food in the world, yet we're faced with this obesity epidemic. So,
yes.
You know, there's something amiss somewhere. And look, schools are busy, but I really would encourage schools to get involved in programs like Incredible Edibles, you know, because at the end of the day, if the children, you know, if they don't have a good diet, the concentration levels are impacted and their energy levels are impacted. So I think it feeds into all of the other programs and the rest of the curriculum. And just to say, with Incredible Edibles and all of the other projects that we run in AgriAware, we very much link them to the syllabus. So we try and link it into the science syllabus, the geography syllabus, the SPHE syllabus. So I suppose it's a practical way of hitting the syllabus as well. So just to let teachers know that it is linked into the syllabus in as much as possible.
Right. Okay, Deirdre. And just one, when primary school kids do a project and finish it, is there any follow-up after that, or do you monitor them to see if they start changing their own eating patterns, or their parents, or do the parents just go back to the lunchbox with the, I don't want to use trade names, but the sweet bars and all the bad things that you can get in a box?
We would have done, there was a baseline study done in terms of trying to gauge the, I suppose, the level of understanding and the consumption patterns among primary school children. And it's something that we're looking at, that we need to do another study. We're 10 years into the project now, heading into our 11th year. So it's something that we're looking at for next year, is to try and do another piece of research. So there is lots of research going on out there, but specifically towards the schools that take up the Incredible Edibles program, to see, can we get a handle on, is it having as much of an impact as we'd like it to have? So it's something that's in the pipeline. It's something really important that we need to look at for our next year's project as well.
Yes, so you're talking about just seeing how the kids go on to change their own eating habits and indeed maybe even the habits of their parents.
Exactly, absolutely. And I think, as I said earlier, that's the really critical part. It's how it's impacting on the home environment, and is it having an impact in terms of what meals are being cooked in the home environment as well? Because, as I said, you know, they're in school for a couple of hours. You know, it's not all going to... You know, there needs to be a further piece at home as well as in the school environment. So it's definitely something that we need to start looking into a little bit more.
But I must tell you, I visited a friend not too long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and he had a serious heart operation. And when I got there, I went in slightly unofficially because I was tight for time. And his breakfast arrived. It was bacon, double egg and sausage. And this is in a cardiac ward, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, but in schools, the vending machines, all that stuff, are you having any input into that, or are you trying to make any changes there, or is that slightly outside your brief?
It's probably a little bit outside it, but I mean, what we will continue to do is to really emphasise the importance of programmes such as this, and we're hoping to launch a new programme where we'll be looking at further food groups as well later this year. But really, we're just trying to emphasise the farm-to-fork food journey, the importance of the primary producer right down to the consumer, who are the children and their parents, and, you know, the link between the two and the healthy eating aspect of that. I mean, the other is a much bigger picture, and I suppose it's more of a policy issue, you know, that would have to be implemented to change,
right,
you know,
okay,
machines.
Okay.
And I know there is a lot of work going on in that space. I know the likes of Donal O'Shea would be very involved in, you know, being an advocate for various different initiatives in school to try and, you know, to try and improve this obesity epidemic that we're facing, basically. You know, so there are a lot of people doing a lot of good work in the area, but I mean, for us, it's a real focus on the growing element and the healthy eating aspect and getting their 7 fruit and veg a day. And the other thing, just to say, we do run other projects through primary schools and secondary schools as well. But if teachers or parents even are interested, they can visit the AgriAware website and all of the information is there. We attend a lot of public events as well throughout the year. So we're gearing up for the National Ploughing Championships next week for 3 days down in Tullamore, where we're collaborating with UCD, the School of Agriculture and Food Science. And we'll have various different panel discussions. We'll have cookery demos, and again, bringing in the healthy eating aspect through our cookery demos. So we have celebrity chef Edward Hayden with us for 2 cookery demos every day,
right,
for the 3 days. You know, so there'll be lots of information. So if teachers and students are down at the Ploughing, just to pop into us and we can chat to them more about our programmes at that stage. So our exhibit, we have a marquee, but we have a red shed area that people can recognise. They recognise AgriAware through the red shed, and they can come there and talk to some of the AgriAware staff about our programmes. But it's all on the website as well.
Okay, and that would be my next question, Deirdre. Could you give our listeners, for anyone who wants to get in touch or get further information about Incredible Edibles or even running a project in their own school, how do they get in touch?
So we will be circulating an email to all of the primary schools in the country. So there's 3,300 primary schools offering the schools to get involved in the programme. So they simply just have to fill out an online form, submit it to AgriAware, and then what happens is we have a record of all of the schools that apply. So last year we had about 1,600, over 1,200 schools, about 1,600 packs that we delivered to schools. So in the new year then, around February, March time, the packs will be sent out to the school. So what the school get is they get their Incredible Edibles box, which has the cost, their seeds, the plants. They get a little water top bottle for watering the plants. There's various other pieces of equipment in the box, an instruction guide as well. And then we have a dedicated website. If they visit the AgriAware website, they can follow a link to get onto the specific Incredible Edibles website. And there's lots of links there. There's videos there which show them how to grow. There's instructions. But if they have any queries, they can contact AgriAware. All of the contact information is on the website. And just to say, I mean, this project wouldn't happen without the help of the industry. So the horticulture industry are very much behind the project. So we have lots of sponsors involved. We have Borbia, who are one of our main sponsors behind the programme. And then we also have the Department of Health, the Department of Education and the Department of Agriculture all sponsoring this project. And then from the horticulture industry, we have the Growers, which is the Irish Farmers Association. We have Country Crest, Keelings, Bord na Mona, O'Shea's and Iverk down in Kilkenny. So look, and the INDI are there as well as the Technical Support, right, the Irish, okay, National and Dietetic Institute. So look, we have lots of bodies behind it. So if anybody has any, Chagas as well are also there for from a technical backup point of view as well. But if any school has any questions in relation to the project, please visit our website. All our contact details are there. If it's in terms of the growing or any element of the project, just get in touch. There's a simple online registration form on the website that teachers can apply. And as I said, the packs will be delivered directly to schools. The pack has everything in there to get the school started. And then if the school wants to go on further, like that school in Galway where they, you know, they went a little above and beyond what was required in the project. But, I mean, it was fantastic and it definitely paid off. I mean, the kids were, you know, so excited about it. And you could see that they were so invested into the project as well and learned so much from it. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant. They created, just to give you an understanding of the logbook, was
I've got it.
100 pages in detail, and they covered everything from sustainability to the National Potato Federation. They really went above and beyond what was required. And they actually created a role play as well, that they submitted a DVD with their logbook. So it was a role play of the Sugar Rangers, so a play on the Power Rangers, where it was the sugar against the good food, and it was fabulous. You could just see that the kids loved it and really were educated. It was brilliant.
Sounds super, Deirdre. So, listen, the one thing, your website, I assume, is agriaware.ie, and that'll do.
That's it, exactly, agriaware.ie. And if they look on the education tab and go to the primary education, there's a tab there for Incredible Edibles, and that will direct them then to the Incredible Edibles website, and all of the information is there that they need. So we would encourage all schools to get involved. It's a fantastic project. You get all of the resources that you need to grow and start your own school garden, and it really is a rewarding project.
Listen, that's super, Deirdre. Well, look, I'm going to talk to John O'Donovan from the Lions Diabetes Awareness Diabetes Awareness Officer after the Ploughing Championships, and I think it'd be great to put you on the list too if you're available, and just to see how you all get on and how the Incredible Edibles project is progressing as a result of the Ploughing Championships.
That would be brilliant. I would be delighted to do that.
Lovely. So I look forward to talking to you again, Deirdre. So talk soon. All right.
Thank you,
Deirdre. Bye bye.